Moments ago, you were singing and declaring that I am holy. But do you know what happened to you the moment you accepted my Son as your Savior? In my word, I have said that you were created in righteousness and true holiness. The reason I said true holiness is because the holiness that I use to create you is my holiness. Not a holiness as defined by the world or a church or a denomination, but my holiness. The moment that you became born again, my holiness was born in you, was created in you. The only reason that you are not living by that holiness is because you choose not to. Because along with the holiness, there is a conviction. And that conviction, it is activated the moment that you start doing things that are not holy before me. My holiness is not something to which you attain. It is something that is in you as my child. But if you don't live by my holiness, that is your choice. I will not force it. I will not make you. You must decide to do this. Some of my children may reply and say, "But I don't know how. But I don't know what is holy and what's not holy." Again, I say unto you, you have a conscience that bears witness with holiness. But along with that, you have my word. And my word describes and defines holiness. And many times, the description of holiness as recorded in my word is a contradiction from the holiness that is described by churches and denominations. I say to you, you can live holy as I have described it in my word, but it is totally up to you. This is something you must choose. Too many of my children want to pleasure the flesh and emotions as opposed to living by my holiness in them. So I ask you, how do you think that works in my kingdom? Do you think that's something of which I approve? Do you think that I accept the excuses of I don't know how or I don't know what holiness means? I do not accept any of it because I know what I used to create you as my child, that born-again spirit in you. And I know what I've said in my word. So I present to you this choice. Will you live according to who you have become in me? Or will you continue to choose to compromise and live how you believe is acceptable unto me? I say, stop making excuses. Stop saying you're too weak. Stop saying you just can't do it. Because the greatness of my life in you is strength to live by the holiness I used to create you. So live according to who you are in me. Stop making excuses. Accept the truth. And learn to be totally and completely pleasing unto me, says the Lord.